This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We hear about big companies getting hacked in one way or another pretty regularly. Customer information of some kind is stolen, credit cards or account numbers or passwords. But for every one of those, there are plenty of hacks we don't hear about against small and medium-sized businesses. Marketplace's Queen of Kim explains what makes those firms vulnerable and why they are often reluctant to come forward.
It was March 2010, the height of the financial crisis. And the housing market was in the dumps. Michelle Marsico, she owns Village View Escrow, which is just south of Los Angeles. Well, she was having a slow day.
So I didn't have to log on to my bank.
She didn't have deposits coming in or any money going out, or so she thought. 2 days later, when she did log in, she saw $465,000 was missing from Valley View's bank account. Turns out she'd been hacked.
I just kind of went into shock, like, what does this mean? Then I thought, well, I'm going to call my bank. They can put the money back in. We'll get it cleared up.
Here's what the bank said.
We're not responsible for this. I'm like, are you kidding?
You might be thinking the same thing. But unlike personal checking and savings accounts, business accounts aren't protected from hackers. One malicious email or bad attachment, and boom, hackers have access to passwords and bank account numbers.
Small mom and pop shops, they do not understand that banking online comes with serious risks.
Brian Krebs is a cybersecurity expert and blogger. He says lots of small companies that do get hacked often go out of business. And lots of businesses don't want to talk about getting hacked for fear it will scare off their customers. That makes reliable numbers of this kind of cybercrime hard to come by. But in 2010, the FBI said it was investigating more than 400 of these cyber bank robberies, and about $85 million had been lost.
The problem is a lot of these financial institutions are offering online banking services, but they haven't changed the way they do security in 10 years.
Small businesses who suspect their banks are at fault and want to sue can have a tough time. Julie Bonnell Rogers is a lawyer at the Dinsel Law Group in San Jose.
I'm receiving calls from people who are in the oil industry. I've had people call me that are in the private airline industry. I've had people call me that are in the construction industry.
She represented Marsico as a favor when Marsico sued her bank, Professional Business Bank. Rogers says she almost never takes these cases because they're tough to win. Even when they do, attorney's fees often aren't covered, and most small businesses can't afford to pay up front.
Who has money for a lawsuit against the Goliath that is a financial institution when you've just been hit with cyber theft? A small business can't.
In Marsico's case, it took her 2 years, but the bank eventually settled. Marsico agreed not to talk about the details of the settlement, and the bank didn't return a phone call. Marsico says she lost some business by going public.
The reason why I even share my story, which was at risk of my business, is because we got to stop this.
And to stop it, businesses have to become aware. And Marsico says banking laws must be changed to protect them. In San Francisco, I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.